I'm amazed what God's done. I'm amazed what God's doing. I'm amazed what God's going to do. But it's a blessing to be here. I appreciate y'all coming. I appreciate you making your way out to the Lord's house. Like I said, I appreciate the good singing, what we heard, what we've been done. And if Brother Woody, what's Woody say? Just mind the Lord. Just mind the Lord. Is it okay if I just mind the Lord this morning? The pastor asked me to fill in and just take charge of the service. And I'm just going to follow the leadership of the Holy Ghost. And I don't know how to lead a service. I don't know how to conduct a service. I don't know how to do anything. I don't know anything about nothing. I'm just going to follow the Holy Ghost. He knows what He's doing. God gave me a message this morning. And I had a thought when we just got back with, I don't see Brother Key anywhere. You be in prayer for Miss Marlene. She actually was sick while we was gone. So He's probably taking care of her this morning. So you pray for her that God will give her a speedy recovery. So much to be in prayer for. Brother Kenny is having surgery tomorrow morning. You be in prayer for him. Ask God to touch him. And I know that He can. Miss Carol will be having surgery Wednesday. Brian's mother is still in the hospital down in Winston. You pray for her. So much to be in prayer for. So you help me pray for that. But the pastor is asking me if I would fill in. And I'm just going to mind the Lord. Like I said, I don't know any other else to do, John, except just mind Him. And, you know, it's okay to do things a little bit different. God knows what He's doing. And I believe we just got back. I'll tell you a little bit. I told Brother Key last night. I got in about 1 o'clock this morning, and we went to prison. I told him that if he was there, he was planning on being here this morning, but I guess something happened or she got worse. But he was going to give a little ministry update, but I'll go ahead and tell you how God moved. And we had 29 souls saved in prison, and we had one soul saved on the street, so 30 souls saved total. And on the street, we had a 75-year-old man pour his heart out. And got born again, and he got saved. And he was broken. I mean, Brother Scott, wherever Brother Scott's at, I mean, he was there. He can testify what God's done. And it's just amazing seeing God still saving souls. I'm still amazed that God will do a work. I'm amazed what God's done in my life, and I'm amazed what God's done in their life. I'm amazed. I mean, He's just so amazing. But we had 30 souls saved, and I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate Him still in the saving business. But I asked they was asking me, you know, you ready to preach Sunday? And you got a thought? And I had a message. And this morning I got up, started, you know, praying. And it was like I had the same text, but God said, well, we're going to go somewhere else with this. And the message I was going to preach, it was same message, same everything. But God said, well, we're just going to zone in right here. I was going to go this path, but God said, no, we're going to go down this path. So I'm just going to follow Him this morning. And I was getting ready and praying and everything. And God put a song in my heart, the youth choir sings. And I asked Brother Justin if he would have the youth choir ready. So the youth choir, if you want to make your way up, and we'll make room. And you know, you say, preacher, this is different. It's all right. It's all right. It's of the Lord. I'm just going to mind Him. Well, did you ask the pastor? I didn't ask the pastor about nothing. I just asked the pastor. He said, just take charge. Just follow the Holy Ghost. And I believe he would be okay if I just mind the Lord. I said, preacher, they ain't supposed to sing on Sunday morning. They are if the Lord does. If the Lord says it, they are. I tell you, let's just mind Him this morning. I tell you, I'm glad that the Lord's still saving. I'm glad God still is moving. God wants to do something this morning. Will you let it? I tell you, God wants to do something. God put a message on my heart, and I began praying and just studying out. God said, we're going to go down this way, and I basically put aside the message that I had that He gave me earlier. I'll preach it later. He said, we're going to take this path, so we'll follow that this morning as the Holy Ghost leads, and just listen to the youth choir. There'll be a blessing to you, but I asked them to sing one song. I'm glad this is the last blood that He'll ever need. I'm glad there's not going to be another Christ. There's not going to be another lamb slain, but He was the lamb slain. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Amen. I'm glad it's Him. I'm glad I know Him this morning. He said, behold the Lamb of God. I said, let's just behold Him this morning. Amen. Let's just zone in on Him for a little while. Amen. Let's just look close to Him. Let's not look at each other. Let's not look at our calendars. Let's not look at anything else. But let's just focus on the Son of God this morning and lift Him up with praise. And lift Him up with everything that's due. Let's just see what He does this morning. Be in prayer for the youth choir. Be in prayer for me. Be in prayer for each other. Let's just see what God's going to do. I'll turn it over to the youth choir.
When man sinned in the garden, that sin Jehovah could would not condone the bloodshed of animals, could not forever sin atone. But the Son had compassion. He said, "Father, I'll be your lamb." So once again, blood was shed as the soldiers nailed his hands. It's been 3 days since heaven watched their Prince of Glory die. His followers are in mourning, for in the tomb their Savior lies. But at the grave, something is happening. As it seems, I've lost my hope. Angels rise.
Sit up there, whatever you want to do. I won't be long this morning. The Holy Ghost said, just cut your message in half. I'm just going to give you what God says give you, and we'll be done. I tell you, if God's dealing with your heart, don't wait.
Preacher, I want to stand this morning and thank God for the last blood that I'll ever need. I praise the Lord this morning for the death, burial, and resurrection of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who made it possible that I might live free, not just right now, but throughout eternity. I glorify the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord this morning.
Amen, Brother John. I don't want to get ahead of God. Is there anybody else who want to say something? Anybody else? Now's your time.
Because you never know your testimony does. And I don't know the purpose I sin each and every day. But I ask you to forgive me. God, forgive me. I've asked God to forgive me. But I want you to pray. I got a special prayer for my family. My son-in-law lost his sister-in-law on an accident Thursday night at 9:30. He fell off a two-story ladder into the neighbor's driveway. They couldn't do anything because they had to investigate and all that. But during that investigation, my daughter had an ulcer rupture in her stomach. Was sent to the emergency room where they done emergency surgery. Just about lost two wives that night. One of them was my daughter. The doctor said it had been 15 minutes or 30 minutes longer, we'd have lost her. But oh, you know, God has His hand in that tragedy of one sister-in-law,
hey,
of my daughter. But I thank God that He's got His hand. But I ask you to pray for her wellness. Pray for Derek's family for comfort and peace over this. But most of all, I want you to pray that they understand what God done for her. And they'll never understand it if they can't live right and do what God wants you to do. But I thank God that He kept her here. Because it was so close that we didn't have it. But pray for their souls. Pray for their well-being. Two granddaughters or grandchildren. But it's hurtful. It's hard. You can't say what you want to say. I can't look at them and say, that was God's will. But it was. Because they'll never understand it at this time. The ones of us that's lost or come close to losing, we know it's God's will for you. It is only His will. If you would just pray for
it. Your daddy's tears in his heart this morning. Church, let's pray for him. Is there any others this morning? Now's your time. Anyone else? Not turning your Bibles to John chapter number 1. John chapter number 1. I'm aware of time. I won't be up here long. I mean that. I won't be here long. But as the Lord speaks to your heart this morning, do business with Him. John chapter number 1, and we'll begin reading in verse number 24. When you find your place, please stand while I'm reading of God's Word. John chapter 1 and verse number 24. The Bible says, "And these were they which were sent were the Pharisees. And when they asked Him, He said unto him, Why baptize thou then, if thou be not the Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. Verse number 29 says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Church, for a little while this morning, I won't be long. I want to preach a little while on Behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, God, we come to You, Lord, in another service. Lord, thank You for many blessings. Lord, thank You for the good godly singing. Lord, thank You for the testimonies. Lord, in the prayer requests, Lord, as may mention. God, I pray You answer according to Your will. God, I thank You for all many blessings. God, I pray You, Lord, bind the enemies of hell this morning. God, I pray, Lord, in Your spirit, Lord, be free. Lord, have free reign over the service. God, I pray You touch each and every heart that's assembled here together. And God, I pray to the one that's lost, Lord, the nearest hell. God, I pray You touch them. God, I pray the Holy Spirit would draw them, Lord, and they come to know You before it's ever last too late. God, I pray You use me, Lord, Your man. God, I pray You anoint me with fresh oil. God, I pray, Lord, I don't know how to preach, Lord, unless You, Lord, help me. Lord, I pray You just give me that unction that comes from You. God, I pray You anoint my lips of clay. Lord, I pray You just speak through me to be an encouragement to Your people. God, I pray, Lord, just cover me in the cloak of my calling. God, I pray You just hide me behind the cross. Lord, I pray You just empty me of myself, Lord, my sin, and fill me with Your Spirit one more time. God, I pray You just use me, Lord, if I'm usable to speak to Your people. God, we'll be careful to give You all honor and glory. Lord, it's nothing about us, Lord. It's all about You, Lord. Just exalt that name that's above every name. And Lord, that name being Your Son, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask it in His name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated this morning. As I began thinking about this, I looked up the word behold. The word... Church, let's pray for that. Is there anything else I don't want to get in front of God? Anyone else? Now, church, as I begin studying this, the Bible talks about, look at that verse 29. It says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. I mean, John saw him. John saw him for who he is. John saw that Lamb walking. And he said, there he is. You know what, church, I looked up that word behold. You know what the word behold means? It says to fix the eyes upon, to see with attention, to observe with care. And I tell you this morning for a little while, I just want to observe the Lamb. I just want to focus on Him for a little while. I want to fix my eyes upon the Lamb. I want to seek with all attention the Lamb. I want to observe with all care the Lamb. You see, I'm glad for that Lamb. He's not only John's Lamb, but He's my Lamb. And I hope He's your Lamb this morning. He's my sacrifice. He's the perfect Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. But not only the sin of the world, but I'm glad He took my sin away. I'm glad my sin's not no longer on me, but it was put on Him on Calvary. And you know what? I'm covered in the cloak of His righteousness. I'm covered with His righteousness. I'm covered in His blood. And whenever God looks at me, He don't see my sin. The Bible says our righteousness was as filthy rags. But I'm glad that blood, it was a precious blood. It was a redeeming blood. It's a powerful blood. It's a perfecting blood. And I'm thankful for that blood that's been applied in my life. Whenever God sees me, He sees His Son. He don't see Chris, but rather He sees Christ when He looks at me. And I'm thankful for that. He treats me just like He does His Son. And I'm thankful for that. I say, I'm glad He don't see a wretched sinner anymore, but I'm glad He sees His Son. I'm glad He don't see a beggar, but He sees His Son. I'm glad He don't see anything less than what He sees on His right hand, and that's His Son. I tell you, the Bible says, John chapter 3, verse number 1, behold, what manner of love is bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. I tell you, we're sons of God. We've been washed in His blood. We've been transformed. We've been birthed again. We've been reconciled back to God. God's brought us back together with Him. That fellowship has been restored. That partnership, everything, it's been brought back, and it's by the blood. I tell you, there's nothing else this morning. It's only by the blood of Jesus that we have access to the Father. You know, the Bible says we have prayer by the Father through the blood. And that's the only way we have to come before the throne. The Bible says by the shedding of blood, through that blood, Jesus. That's why it's in His name we pray. It's through that blood we have access with the Father, that we may boldly come before the throne. It's only by the blood. I tell you, there's nothing else. It's only by the blood. Listen to this. The Bible says, behold, to fix the eyes upon, to see with attention, to observe. That's what the word behold means. Let's get our eyes off everyone else and everything today, and let's just focus in on Him. Let's see Him for who He is. I'm glad that He was. Let's behold the prayer. He was a man of prayer. Did you know that? Jesus, He was a man of prayer. Everywhere He was going, He was praying. He would be praying in the morning. He would be praying in the mountains. He prayed for the many people that God gave Him. If you want to see the prayer that Jesus prayed, look at John chapter number 17. It's that high priestly prayer that He prayed. If you want to learn about how to pray, the model prayer, look at Luke number 11. Even the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. You know what? They didn't say, teach us to preach, or teach us to witness, teach us to do that. But rather, Lord, teach us to pray. Why? Because there's power in prayer. You know, whenever Jesus was over there, He stole away. He went to a solitary place. He went to an isolated place. He got along with the God, His Father, and prayed. And how much more if the Son of God prayed? How much more should me and you pray? I'm glad that He was a man of prayer. Behold His prayers. He was a man of prayer. He prayed for all those, and only that. You know what? He prayed for the Father's will be done in His life. You know, He didn't come to do His own will. He came to do the will of the Father. You know, it was His will that the Son die. Did you know that? He was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, Lord, not my will, but Thine be done. He said, nevertheless, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but Thine be done. He said, I'll be willing to drink from that cup, Lord, if it's Your will. If not, Lord, I want it to go away. I pass it away. But Lord, if You want me to, I'll do it. Can I tell you, that's what we need to be praying today in our lives. We need to be praying that the Father's will be done in our lives. Lord, if You want me to do it, I'll step out by faith. Lord, if You want to make me, if You want me to do that commitment, Lord, if You want me to do that, if You want me to take that new job, Lord, if You want me to go over here, if You want me to go over there, Lord, I'm willing to do Your will if it be Your will in my life. I tell you, so many times we all have our own personal agenda. We have our own set of ways. We want what we want, and we want it then and there. But you know what? If we would just learn to wait on the Lord, the Bible says those that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. We need to learn to wait on the Lord. We need to learn to walk in His will and on our way. We need to learn to trust Him. The Bible says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible says, for without faith it's impossible to please Him. The Bible says that we have to believe that He is able and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently at least seek Him. We need to be seeking the Lord. We need to be walking in His way. We need to be searching after His path through our life. Yes. I tell you, Jesus was a man of prayer. Not only that, you know what else Jesus was? Let's behold His power for a little while. Let's behold the power of the Lamb. I tell you, everywhere Jesus was going, John, he was doing miracles. Everywhere he goes, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. He said, it was given to me by my Father. Can I tell you, this earth at His footstool, He has all power in heaven and earth. I'm glad that He can do anything. There's nothing too hard for Him to do. I tell you, I read about over there in Mark chapter number 4, the disciples enter into a boat. They're going to the other side. You know what Jesus was doing? He was God in the flesh. He was God the Son, but He was the Son of God. He was there in the hinder part of the ship. He was asleep. And they said, Master, carest not that we perish. He said, Lord, you're asleep. They went, woke him up. He said, O ye of little faith, whence with thou doubted. He walked out upon there. He said, peace be still. He said, and they obeyed. They just laid down. I mean, that water laid down, that wind laid down, and everything was calm. There was a perfect calm. And you know what? They said, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the seas obey him? They said, never a man spake like this man. We've heard a lot of men talk. We've heard a lot of people talk in the temple. We heard a lot of people preach, but there's something different about that man. I tell you, it wasn't his words. It wasn't any of that. It wasn't his character, but it was in the power that he possessed, and that came from the Father. It wasn't his power. It was the Father's power that was bestowed upon him. He had that power. Can I tell you, that same power that enabled him, that same power that Paul preached in and all them other preached in, we have access to that same power. It's the same God that moved back then that moves today. It's the same God that did miracles back then that does miracles today. If we are learned to just wait on him, to trust him, to just lean on him with all our understandings, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 5 and 6, the Bible says, trust not in the Lord, lean not into all understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Too many times we try to trust our own will. We try to trust what we want, the way we want. We try to figure everything out, but you know what? It's not up to us to figure everything out. We don't have to figure God out, but you know what? We just need to trust him. We just need to believe him. Take him at his word that he'll do what he says he'll do in our lives. I tell you, he was a man of prayer. He was a man of power. Everywhere he was going, I tell you, I read about a maniac man over there with the legion in Mark chapter number 5. You know what Jesus told him? Jesus said, let him out. He said, what is thy name? He said, Legion, for we are many. You know, they might have been many, but you know what? I'm glad he's the Lord. He said, they're Legion, for we are many. I believe that was a prophetic statement. Lord, John, I believe he was saying, we're many. What can one man do? He said, that was son. He said, you come to, he said, we're Legion, for we are many. And the Lord said, get out of him.
Amen.
You know, he'd have to repeat himself. He said, get out of him. They said, Lord, if you're taking us out, he said, command us to be under them swine. He said, I'll allow that. He said, come out of that man and go over there. You know what? They obeyed his will.
Right.
They obeyed his word. Amen. You know what? They got out of him and went in them swine. They went down. They was choked. I tell you what power he has. You just speak and it was accomplished. You see, he spoke to the enemy. You know what? The enemy listened. He spoke to the weather. And you know what? The weather listened.
Right.
He spoke. I wonder if he speaks to you. Will you listen? I tell you, the wind and the seas, the weather obey him. The enemy obeys him. But will you obey him? If you're lost, will you obey him? If he beckons, Lord, you come. Come unto me, all you the heavy laden, I will give you rest. The Bible says, come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they should be white as snow. He said, come. Will you listen to him? Will you obey him? Saved person, will you obey him? I don't know the will of God for your life. I don't know the will of God for my life, but you know what? I'm seeking after the will. I'm seeking after his way. I'm seeking after his face. Too many times I said before, we seek the hand of God more than the face of God. Let's seek the face of God. Let's seek his will. I tell you, I also read about him busting up funerals over there. Jairus' daughter, she said, she only, the damsel sleepeth. They laughed him to scorn. He said, you know what? Talitha kumai. He said, arise. You know what? She got up and he said, get her something to eat. She's all right. She's living. I read about Lazarus. He said, Lord, if you only been here, you're 4 days late. He stinketh by now. And you know what? He said, I'm the resurrection.
Amen.
He said, Lazarus, come forth. He came forth. He said, let him loose. Let him go. You see the power in his word. You see the power in everything that he does. But only that, I'm glad he has a power. He only has a power. You know what else he has to do? The power of provision. Let's behold his provision this morning. The Bible says in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Can I tell you, see, you're a shepherd this morning. I tell you, he's my shepherd. I'm saying, he leads me by still where he's leading me. Is he leading you this morning? I say, I'm glad he's mine and I'm his. I say, I'm glad that I can claim him as my own. Not only he, let's behold his prayers. Let's behold his power. Let's behold his provision. There's a little lad. He said, make the men sit down here in this green grass. I wonder if you can tie that green grass in Psalms 23 with that. He said, behold, over here is green grass. Let's make them sit down. What do sheep eat? They eat green grass and green pastures. Psalms 23, you can tie that in over there with Mark and that little lad. He said, behold, here's a little green grass. Sit him down. I wonder if he's getting ready to do something. I wonder if he's getting ready to feed his sheep there. He said, Lord, what is this so many? We ain't got a penny worth. That ain't much. He said, there's a little hat. Bring it hither. He brought it. He blessed it. He broke it and he distributed it. And you know what? They had more than enough. God's able to bless that. I say, I see his prayers. I see his power. I see the provision in Christ. But I said all that to zone in on this last point. You know what else? Let's behold His perfection. Let's just behold how perfect He is. I see there's not going to be another. There's never a man spake like He did. There's never a man to love like He did. There's never been a man more great than Him. I tell you, He's greater than the greatest. He's better than the best. He's higher than the highest.
Amen.
I tell you, He's God.
Yes.
I'm glad I know Him this morning.
Amen.
I tell you, you know Him this morning. Let's behold His perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you, He stood before Pilate. And you know what Pilate said? Pilate said, why? They said, crucify Him, crucify Him. He said, why? What evil hath He done? They cried more aloud, crucify Him, crucify Him. He said, I find no fault in Him. He said, I looked Him over. I examined His words, and I can't find no lies. I examined His deeds, and I find no wrongdoing. He said, I examined Him. Everything He said, everywhere He went, everything about Him is pure. He's spotless. There's no fault in Him. I find no fault. They said, crucify Him. Even His wife said, I suffer many things in a dream. He said, have nothing to do with this just man. I tell you, he should have listened to his wife. I'm not going to preach that. That's another message. That's when a man should have listened to his wife. I tell you, God showed her something in a dream. Yeah, I suffered many things with this just man. Have nothing to do with him. But you know what? Pilate, instead of listening to that, he listened to the crowd. And you know what? He said, he washed his hands of this man. He said, I washed my hands. I tell you, he was pure. He laid down his life. There's not going to be another sacrifice. The Bible says in Hebrews, without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission. I tell you, he entered in once to that holy place, having that blood. He sprinkled upon that mercy seat, and God satisfied. I tell you, that satisfied the demands of the living God. It's never going to be any more. That blood has been applied. I tell you, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, the Bible says, he who knew no sin became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God. I tell you, it's all by Him. Over there in 1 Peter, I believe. Let me flip over there and read that. I'm just about done. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 18, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed from with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by traditions from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot and blemish.
Amen.
Without blemish and without spot. I'd say his innocent blood,
mm-hmm.
His perfected blood, His pure blood, His powerful blood, His redeeming blood. I'd say it's only by the blood that we're saved. I'd say, Miss Macy, as you come, has the blood been applied to your life? We beheld Him. John the Baptist said in John chapter 1, verse number 29, he said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. If you look at the start of that verse, the Bible says, John seeth Jesus. I tell you, I believe we see Him. I believe we saw Him this morning. Saw Him high and lifted up. Now, Isaiah chapter 6, the Bible says that the king Uzziah died. He said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. He said, I saw the Lord. You know what I believe is the youth choir sung and the adult choir sung and everything was said and done. The testimonies are pointing to Him. The songs are pointing to Him. The preaching's pointing to Him. I saw Him this morning, have you? What do you see when you look at Him? We beheld His power. We beheld His prayer. We beheld His provision. We beheld the perfection of that lamp. But closing, you know what? It's not by anything else. It's not by the water. So, preacher, I've been baptized. I said, that's not going to take you to heaven. Preacher, I've been good. Works is not going to take you to heaven. So many times people believe, well, my good's going to outweigh my bad. And God knows my heart. God knows I try. I tell you, the best life you can live will send you to hell. I tell you, it's not how religious you are. It's not how much scripture you can quote. It's not how much prayers you pray. I tell you, there are religious people in hell this morning. They're good people in hell this morning. They're great people in hell this morning. Why? They were men of morals, women of morals and values. But you know what? That blood was missing. It's the blood applied to your life. It's not by water. It's not by works. But it's by the blood. Has the blood been applied? As we stand all over the house this morning.